It's good to see you have your appetite back.
Teddy, while you were resting, Mrs. Henry came round with your school lessons.
It's kind of her to come by.
Yes, even if it is with multiplication tables. Did you tell her the doctor said I could go to school soon?
Yes, after Christmas. But that's only a couple of weeks away.
Oh, were you expecting anyone?
Well, not this late in the day. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Do you have a boy named Teddy Platt?
I do.
Oh, my name is Tim Stokes. I'm known round here as Bouncer.
Bouncer? Bouncer, please come in.
Settle down, boy, and stay in your seat. You're hopping around like there's a squirrel in your pants.
Remember, Mother, I told you about Bouncer. He's the soldier I was going to have over for tea.
Yes.
But he never came. I think I offended him.
Please have a seat, Mr. Stokes.
Would you care for some dinner?
No, thank you, Mum. I only have to say a few things and then I'll be on my way.
I'm sorry for whatever I said to hurt you. Truly, I've thought and thought about what I said and... Did I say something to upset you?
Well, you did, but... Well, nothing wrong. You see, when you said your father's name, I recognised it.
You knew my father? But you didn't like him.
Oh, I liked him very much. We were in the same line regiment, but I'm the reason he was killed.
No, he died in battle, shot by the enemy.
And he was shot because he went back for one of his injured comrades.
Yes.
And that soldier was me.
Oh, God have mercy.
You? You were the one who father saved?
Aye. Your father, he was the bravest soldier I ever met. And I was the most fearful. When the enemy charged us, I turned back and ran. I was shot in the leg. Your father was still carrying the colours when he came to my rescue. But it was all my fault.
And that's why he didn't come home with me that day.
I felt guilty every day of my life. And then to meet John's son... I couldn't do it. I couldn't be around your family and sit at your table where your father ought to be sitting.
Oh, you dear man.
I couldn't tell you the truth. I've never been so ashamed.
But you've come now. And I'm so glad you did.
Oh, yes. We certainly are, Mr. Stokes. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Colonel sent word that Teddy was pretty sick. That he nearly died. As you know, the soldiers were pretty fond of him. Whenever anyone's telling a real lively story, we call them button boy tales. But I knew, when I heard about what happened to you, that I had to come back and give you something. Here.
It's a button. Just like father's.
It is your father's button.
Father's? But I don't understand. How did you find it in the river?
I've had this button ever since your father gave his life for me. It came off while they were trying to save him. But he was already gone. I held on to it that night. And I've held on to it ever since. As a reminder of your father's sacrifice for me. But when I heard you lost your father's button, I knew I had to come.
Oh, it's his button.
Thank you, Mr. Stokes. I'll sew it on your jacket tonight, Teddy.
Bouncer, you do know you're forgiven, don't you?
Son, I'm not deserving of forgiveness. I'm just returning what's rightfully yours.
Of course you don't deserve forgiveness. If you did... then Jesus, our captain, wouldn't have had to charge through the enemy lines to rescue us. But God forgave you because he loves you. And if God forgives you, I need to forgive you too.
Boy, I don't think he'd care to rescue a turncoat like me. I've done some awful bad things in my life.
But that's why he died. To save you. Just like my father did.
I'll be indebted to your father for the rest of my life, but I can't believe God would care so much.
Then here. Take this.
Oh, the button.
Teddy.
No. I brought it here for you to keep. It's yours.
Bouncer, I believe my captain sacrificed everything for me. And for you too. This button means a lot to me. But it's nothing compared to what he has given me. He gave me his life. And I hope, if you hold on to it, that maybe someday you'll believe God loves you. Even more than I love that button.
Ooh. I'll think about it, but I can't take this.
You have to. It's my orders.